welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about why we should save the lions. And if you like sleeping or just being lazy, you're going to love lions. Because, fun fact, lions sleep up to 20 hours a day. That's more than half a day. So, now, let's get right. Actually, let's roar right into this. Lions are fierce and majestic creatures, but they mean no harm to humans. But if you do threaten or provoke a lion, of course they're going to attack you because they just feel harmed and, well, they want to protect themselves and their family. We actually do more harm to lions than lions do to us because we're killing lions and that's the reason that they're endangered. Sometimes they are a winner, sometimes they are a loser, but lions are always a fighter. Lions are found in many parts of Africa, south to the Sahara Desert, and in some parts of India. In Swahili, the word lion would actually remind you of Lion King. Because the word lion means Simba, the brave, fierce, and powerful Lion King. Now, you might think that lions are scary because they eat other animals. And I'm not even talking about animals like chicken or fish. I'm talking about animals like antelopes and zebras. But that's because they're carnivores. Their whole diet is made of meat. If they were herbivores, well, lions need 50 pounds of meat a day. And I don't think that plants are going to do that much of a favor for them. Because if they eat plants, they're going to be skin and bone. I mean, that's not going to give them the muscle that they need. And they're not even going to be able to catch other prey because they won't be strong enough to run. Now, you might have heard the saying, lions are kings of the jungle. But I actually call them kings of the wilderness. Because lions don't really live in jungles. They actually mostly live in rainforests and grasslands. And in India, they live in a reserve, not a jungle. Lions are fierce, sure. But as I said, they don't attack humans. Except for this, but they attack the humans for a good reason. Three lions actually saved a 12-year-old Kenyan girl from three kidnappers. One day, the girl was walking home from school without anybody else, and three kidnappers kidnapped her and took her to the cave. Turns out the cave was the home of lions, and when the authorities found her several days later, she was alone, except for the lions, of course. The lions had figured out who was staying in the cave, but they didn't harm the girl at all. They only scared away the kidnappers. And if lions go extinct, well, they're at the top of the food chain, top predators. If they go extinct, many problems could happen. Also, if they go extinct, their favorite food, zebras and wildebeest, they'll come into the grassland and they can actually eat all of the grass together. And that means other herbivores like elephants could also go extinct due to starvation. And well, that's just not good. Who knows what harm an extinct elephant could do? Well, you do not want to know, which is why we have to protect the lions and the elephants. In fact, we have to protect every animal in this world. Lions are the only big cats to live in groups. These groups are called prides. There are about 2 to 3 male lions in a pride and about 10 to 11 female lions in a pride. Female lions are very fast. They run up to 50 kilometers an hour. And They also take care of all of the cubs. The largest known pride had 37 lions. That's a lot. And the only reason that female lions do all of the hunting is not because of their speed. It's actually because male lions can't hunt. Well, they can, but their big manes will be attracted and the prey will see it and spook, which technically just means run away. But then if the female lions do all the hunting and take care of the cubs, I mean, what's even the use of a male lion in a pride? Well, the male lion protects their territory or their home, and his roar can reach up to 8 kilometers away. Oh, and also the roar helps keep the family together in case anyone gets lost. So, how are lions endangered? Well, there are two reasons. Number one, climate change. Climate change causes wildfires, and those wildfires cause deforestation. And deforestation, which you all know, causes habitat loss. And, well, it also happens to be the habitat loss of lions. That's right. Another reason, as I said earlier, lions are not a threat to us. In fact, we're a bigger threat to lions. That's because poachers kill lions for their bones, teeth, and claws, just like how they do for elephants' tusks. And these are just used for medicine in Asia. Remember, killing lions is killing the environment. And which one do you think is more important? Obviously the environment, right? Well, if we want to save lions, we can't just sit around listening to podcasts, right? That's not going to help them. We have to take action. Action like donating, advocacy, and lifestyle choices, and of course, participating. I've already taken action, and my friend Ananya helped a lot in it. So if you're listening to this, a big thanks to you, Ananya. We both first started off with making posters to spread awareness in our local community, advocacy. And we stuck them all around the school in the primary section. After that, we wanted to go even bigger. Not just students, not just teachers, other people. Like, we went to our block and we set up a lemonade stand at our basketball court. Now you might think, how's that gonna save the lions? Well, Lemonade for Lions was perfect. And we had made $29 from selling lemonade. All of the money that we got, we had donated to WWF India, Worldwide Funds India. And this charity helps not only lions, but also other endangered and vulnerable animals. We might have earned $29, but when we donated $81 for the lions. I hope you will take your action sooner or later. Please, let's work as a global community to save the lions, our nature, environment, and Mother Earth. A lion roars in the heart of every brave person. So, I hope you're going to take action, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but start planning your action today. And take your action sooner or later, before our majestic lions are gone. Lions just can't become the new dinosaurs. So I hope you take action. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and bye.